call you right back.
Is this Josh Baker?
Yep, this is Josh Baker speaking. Am I speaking with Jared?
Yes, you are.
Hey,
thanks
how are you
calling.
Doing today? You're most welcome.
Fine. I see that you sent me an email as well.
Yep. So I just wanted to give you a brief detail of how we're going to be moving forward. So I am one of the account managers who's going to be working on your project to make sure that whatever services you have purchased, that gets delivered to you. So can you just give me a brief idea about your book as well so that we're on the same page and I get an idea about your book as well?
Sure. Just short of 75,000 words. Sci-fi thriller. It's roughly starts out around 2006 time period. Marine caught in. Are you familiar with how the X-Men are structured, where you have
yep.
individuals who have unique gifts? Okay, so it's sort of that kind of background where. He acquires a unique gift and get to stop time, and then he has to deal. The rest of the book deals with him having to negotiate this new acquired ability, having to deal with it and what to do with it. Loss of a wife and since he now is the only remaining parent of a little girl, he's determined to get back to her. So that's the rough synopsis of the book.
I got you. Thank you so very much for the details. And would this be your first book, or you have written books earlier as well, in prior?
No, this is my first book. I've been working on it for about 7 years, I think.
Oh.
I'm already halfway through. I'm about 40,000 words into my the second. It's going to be a series, a series of three books, and I'm 40,000 words into my second book.
All right, I got you. Thank you so very much for the details. Let me guide you how we're going to be moving forward. So currently, at this point, this particular book, the first book that you signed up for, it's completed, right?
It's what?
So the book that you signed up for, the first book, this is completed, right? Or you are somewhere halfway there?
Oh, it's completed.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so very much. And let me guide you how we're going to be moving forward. So can you check your email once so that I can walk you through how you're going to be moving forward?
I'm on the phone right now, traveling, so it's going to be a little bit difficult.
Sure, let me guide you.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure, in that case, you can. Okay. Whenever you're back home, you can use that. So basically what happens is that we have our own portal that we use to communicate with our clients, since it's easier to get the emails messages over there. So the portal that you get the message of, you just need to click on to get started, and you will be able to sign up on that portal. And from there, we will be communicating with each other on that particular portal. And I can walk you through that once you're home, or you can let me know whatever the best time would be. But let me guide you how we're going to be moving forward from here. So what happens is that I would be requiring two things from your end. One would be the manuscript of your book, and the other thing is a form that I have sent from my end to you. That is just a basic form that is shared with my writing team. You have to share the basic details about the book, like what the book is about, how many pages does it have, like all those minute details. Once you share with that, I'm going to have my writing team aligned for this project, and they're going to be working on the editorial report for your book. So what they're going to do is they're going to work on the editorial report. They're going to share a report which will be sharing all the strengths, the weaknesses, and the areas they will be working on. And in case if you think that there are any other changes that you would want to add in that editorial report, like, for example, the team suggests that, hey, the plot is very good, but if you suggest that the plot needs more development, then you can suggest those things to us as well. So the first thing that our team is going to do is share the editorial report, which takes up to, 8 to 10 business days. After that, once you share your feedback with us, our team goes ahead and proceeds ahead with working on the drafts. So let me guide you how we work on the books from our end. So our team works on book either drop by drop. So the drops are either like pages by pages, or they're either by chapter by chapter. So they don't work on the whole book at once to make sure that the quality is maintained. So for example, let's suppose your book is of 250 pages. So the team will work on 30 to 50 pages first. And once they work on those pages, they want to work on developmental editing of 30 to 40 pages. I'm going to share those pages with you, and you're going to review them. And if in case you see that whatever changes they have made or suggested, those sound good, we're going to move forward to the next drop. But if you suggest us any changes in those 30 to 40 pages, then we're going to have those changes made and then share them along with the next drop. That's how we're going to be working from draft to draft. And in the end, we're going to share a final file with you, a formatted file.
Okay, I understand that. I like the idea of doing it section by section.
Yep, so that is basically to make sure that the quality is maintained.
That's good. Okay, I appreciate that. And what I gather what you're saying is it'll be more of when you look at these sections, the 50 pages, it's a developmental edit where you just, does it flow? Does it, you know, is there something that sticks out or doesn't flow? And then, I'm less concerned right now with the copy or line edit. You know, just as long as I make sure I get the proper storyline. There's nothing confusing. It's not too omniscient. It's the point of view. No head jumping, so forth. That's what I'm most concerned with.
Yep. So when we share the editorial report, it has all the details and how we're going to move forward with the point of view and everything. So basically what the team does is they go through the whole manuscript and then they share the whole SWOT analysis of your book. So that editorial report itself is going to cover everything and going to let you know how things are going to be moving forward and what the current status of your book is. If this is the plot needs more editing or something like that. So that is the main point where you're going to understand all these things. But as we move forward and you think that there is further development that is required, we'll have that catered at any point of time.
Okay. That sounds like a reasonable, step-by-step procedure. I appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
So when I get back to the house, I'll get into the website. I'll look at the I'll fill out the form. Do you all work better in the mornings as far as phone calls or in the evenings?
No, in the evening. So what I can do is you can let me know whatever would be the best time to call you. I can give you a call tomorrow as well once you're free.
Okay, that sounds good. I think tomorrow would be fine in the evening. So, but I'll let you know, about what time it would work for me best in the evening.
Sure thing. You can let me know, and you can give me a call as well. I've dropped my number. I'll drop my personal number as well. You can drop me a message or an email, and I can give you a call at that time.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds great. Thank you so very much. Would there be anything else I can help at this time?
No, that's it. I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me your personal number and your email.
You're most welcome. Take care of yourself and have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.